It seems pretty clear that the governor, Jay Inslee, is moving us towards a vaccine passport. And as we said earlier on in the show, and really in this week, they're not going to do it in the most traditional sense. They're not going to mandate it. In fact, earlier today, the governor had put out some, or his office has put out some clarification saying, oh, well, they're not going to put a mandate out. We're not saying, hey, you've got to literally have a passport that shows you've been vaccinated. But, you know, we're just going to put some guidance out there. And, you know, it's going to be completely on the individual businesses if they're going to go ahead and allow for this. But when you are framing things in this particular way of you will get to enjoy certain aspects of your life again, it seems pretty clear exactly where we're headed. It seems really, really clear. I mean, if you're talking about giving more privileges when attending events, so you can go to a Sounders game or a Seahawks game or a Mariners game if you're vaccinated, and that's going to be part of the guidance. Well, of course, these individual sporting events are going to follow that guidance, and it's just his way of mandating without mandating.
If you want to be with a group of people at the Mariners games, you're going to be able to do that, whereas if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to. Same thing with performing arts and school graduation. Your church will be able to have people who are vaccinated in an area where you're close to your congregants.
So even mentioning church is just ridiculous to me. That's how dare you? Because especially we talk about there are religious exemptions when it comes to vaccines. And now you're saying, oh, well, you might not be able to get together at your church unless you get a vaccine. And yet, if we're talking about certain schools, you can get, like Wazoo, for example, while they're mandating vaccinations for their students and staff, there are ways to get exemptions for religious purposes. So for him to even mention churches, that's alarming, and it should alarm you. They can clarify all they want that they're just going to be publishing guidance. The guidance, whatever. The guidance is going to be effectively a mandate because it's going to be adopted. That is how it's being framed.
Small example of the benefits of getting vaccinated.
Here are the benefits of getting vaccinated. You get to return to life as you know it. There are some schools which is effectively acting as the state, if you're a public school like Wazoo, forcing you to do it. That is a mandate.
We also will be announcing new guidelines that will allow spectator events in sports, performing arts, school graduations to be able to be with other folks who are vaccinated.
Does that sound like a mandate? Does that sound like an effective mandate? And I said this earlier, it's not, again, I'm not anti-vax. I got vaccinated. I got my second shot yesterday. I talked about my experiences earlier on in the show. I hope you go back if you missed it and listen to the podcast. I want people to get vaccinated. I don't want the government to force people to get vaccinated. The same way I don't want the government to force people to make any medical decision. That's up to you, especially in the case of a vaccine that hasn't been fully approved by the FDA yet. This is emergency authorization use. Does that mean it's unsafe? No, but it does change the legality of it all. And I don't need the government to tell me that I need to show a private business or a public school any information concerning my medical records. Sorry, I don't think you should have the right to know that. It is a slippery slope. We're not talking about children whose parents make decisions for them. We're talking about adults. We know the risks of COVID. And shame on the Democrats for not even allowing a significant discussion on the legality of vaccine passports. Republicans, of course, wanted to do it. In fact, to that point, joining me on the line to discuss this is the Republican state senator from Ferndale, Doug Erickson. Senator, welcome back to the show.
You betcha. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate being here.
Do you buy this idea that the governor is merely clarifying that he doesn't mean we're going to have vaccine passports? Because it seems to me like he is pretty much pushing us in the direction of at least framing you're going to get some of your rights back and freedoms to enjoy life again, so long as you get the vaccine.
Yeah, so this is the legislation I brought forward back in December that many of my Democrat friends were almost mocking and saying, oh, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
That they're never going to require you to get a vaccine to be able to go into a building or go to school or go to a Mariners game. And here we find ourselves at that stage. We're getting pretty darn close to actually having an official vaccine passport for the first time in American history.
Chicago announced this week that they're basically doing this, vaccine passports to enjoy sporting events and, you know, theater and whatnot. So it's effectively doing exactly that. We're just pretending it's not mandated. Is that a distinction without a difference?
No, it's completely what my legislation was intended to stop. It was very clear that no government or private entity could deny you rights or services based upon your vaccine status. So to have a soft vaccine passport, as Governor Inslee might refer to it as, and to encourage it, whether it's our public universities, at our schools, or anything else, it's the same thing. To say that, oh, yeah, you don't got to get a vaccine, you just got to sit in your house by yourself, is just crazy. And, it's what's going to lead to the next thing on this, mandatory flu shots, mandatory everything shots. It really is another step in my opinion. I'm not trying to overstate this, but it's really more of a totalitarian type aspect. And it goes back to the whole Governor Inslee has been having emergency powers for over a year now. A lot of troubling things are happening right now around this COVID response.
Why does it seem like only Republicans are sounding the alarms?
It's interesting. I don't think that's true. I think, there are a lot of libertarians and a lot of Democrats out there who also don't want to get the vaccine. You're seeing the public, I think, step forward because we have more vaccine than people that want it now. So people basically are voting with their feet saying, I'm not going to walk in there and get the vaccine. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. If a person wants to get a shot, I think it's a great thing. I personally think it's safe for most people to go and do it. It's a personal decision for them and their body. But at the same time, to tell me I have to go and do this, that rubs me the wrong way. And a lot of Republicans and Democrats.
And I'm the same way, Senator. It's just like when you tell me I have to do something, I immediately am going to say, well, then no, I'm not going to do it. And I think that is just human nature for a lot of folks. And that's going to push people away from the vaccines, which is the very opposite direction that folks should want to. Like, we want people to get vaccines when it is appropriate. Period. End of story. I'm like you. It is safe. There is all the data that we need to show that it is safe. If you don't want to get one, you don't have to. I recommend people get it. Again, consult with your doctor. Do what you need to. But this idea that all of a sudden we're going to start saying, well, you have to have it, that is the wrong strategy to take.
Well, totally, Jason. And a couple of things. If I'm a 70-year-old, overweight, lifetime smoker, I'm probably going to say, hey, I might as well get the vaccine. I've been putting, tar and nicotine into my system for 70 years, right? But if I'm a 20-year-old, healthy female, why am I going to go and get this vaccine when I really don't need to do it and there's really no risk to me to get the COVID?
So where does this all end?
I'm very worried about it, I'm very worried about the direction of Washington State in many ways and our country in many ways. And hopefully this thing stops soon when we say, no, we're not going to require the vaccine. Hopefully people will start speaking up and saying, I get it. Same thing we just said. If you want it, get it. It's out there. If you feel better, do it. But have the requirement, I think the public hopefully is going to stand up and say, no, this is not the direction we want to take our country.
Yeah, I'm with you. I certainly hope people do that. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. 1-800-465-8770. If you want to join the conversation, send me a text right now. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.